Cavalera, your Sunday, September 13th. No new patch to announce today. So instead, let's talk about what's actually got the community stirred up right now, and there's plenty to work with. A game mechanic that's rubbing a lot of people the wrong way, a pirate week that's splitting opinion, and a VR rumor that's going to make some folks pretty happy. Let's start with the state of the game. Alpha 4.10 remains the live version, and the hotfix channel has been closed for a few days now. Meanwhile, Alpha 4.10.1 is still being tested on the PTU, with a last pass 3 days ago. Current priorities: overall stability, making sure the Orison Relief Support charity event runs smoothly, and fixing hangar elevator reliability for ship retrieval, which has been a sore point for a while. Speaking of sore points, let's talk about the topic dominating Spectrum today, bricking. For those not familiar, this is the mechanic that permanently destroys a component, designed as a countermeasure against item duplication. The idea makes sense on paper. In practice, the community is far less convinced. A heavily followed thread accuses this fix of sacrificing sandbox depth for a solution that's seen as too heavy-handed. Salvagers describe a gameplay loop that's become punishing, pirates explain how the mechanic breaks their playstyle too, and a minority takes a more constructive angle by suggesting alternatives rather than just putting the mechanic on trial. What stands out most is the near-total absence of any official response in these threads. Right behind that, another topic is quietly rallying a good chunk of the community. UI readability, particularly the Star Map and Mission App, which have been considered too confusing for too long to go unaddressed. Other more technical debates are running in parallel on Spectrum. Weapon balancing and time to kill are getting a fairly serious treatment, with one player arguing that this kind of tuning is more about math than feel, and that the same logic should apply to balancing ships against each other based on their design budget. Crafting is also being questioned. One thread wonders whether making and then dismantling an item actually serves any purpose beyond ship resale. And on the mining side, a community tool is getting attention, a free companion app called Bedrock that automatically reads a deposit signature to simplify scanning. Proof that the community keeps building its own solutions when the game doesn't provide them. The Orison Relief Support charity event is also generating some noise, but not all of it good. A recent rebalancing of the rewards has drawn criticism from some participants, who feel the overhaul weakened the incentive to see the event through to the end. And running underneath all of this, one thread revives a recurring question: whatever happened to the promise of more open development that Chris Roberts talked about? A theme that ties into the broader question of trust. Fortunately, it's not all teeth grinding. It's also Pirate Week right now, and opinions are split, though usually with a smile. Some find the store promotion a bit out of place during a themed week. Others are calling for more organized PvP against pirates. While on the flip side, quieter players are asking to be left alone to their activities without surprise piracy ruining their day. Both camps want more content, just not the same kind. And despite all that, a good portion of the community is simply having fun with the event, with a bounty hunting contest running well, and one player even calling for the return of limited edition paints from 2019 to celebrate in proper style. Over on Reddit, the mood is noticeably lighter, as it often is. Still on Orison, one player takes stock of the rewards earned so far, mostly armor rather than the weapons still being waited on, while another shares a handy tip for solo players. You don't need a reclaimer. A much more modest ship can be rented to join in without needing friends on standby. There are also the usual bug stories, taken in stride. A ship flagged as captured after a simple reconnection issue. A player stuck at home on Orison because no elevator would cooperate. A cargo box found floating in zero-g inside an elevator shaft. The kind of stuff that, in this game, gets more laughs than complaints. CIG's new in-house human verification system is annoying quite a few people, though, with some simply unable to log in at all. On the tooling side, the community keeps building its own companions, from a hauling assistant still looking for testers, to a route optimizer designed for freight and salvage. And on the fashion front, the latest outfit designs are dividing opinion. One player compares some recent armors to battle royale costumes, while others fully embrace the look and share their most outlandish creations. Finally, a word on Squadron 42. A Reddit thread relays comments attributed to a CIG community manager, apparently posted on Spectrum. The game would reportedly offer full VR support at launch, without being built from the ground up as a VR title, the way certain reference games in that space are. Worth noting that these comments couldn't be tracked down firsthand today, so treat this as a second-hand account, not a confirmed official announcement. That said, it doesn't stop one player from joking that the game's delay at least gives them time to save up for a decent headset. The verse by the numbers this Sunday, $205,000 raised yesterday, with a running total now sitting at $1.043 billion. That was Cavalera. We'll see what the week brings on the bricking front. Expect nothing, fly everything.